This podcast replay is brought to you by EJDConstruction.com. Call Eric at EJD Construction at 305-433-4843. They do it all, residential or commercial. EJDConstruction.com is the custom home builder and general contractor you can trust. 305-433-4843. Are you expecting any division in the locker room? Do you have to do the Dolphins? Because apparently they have a high vaccination rate as it is. So that's actually, I'm really happy as a Dolphins fan that they've done that. But is there a Cole Beasley? Is there a Deshaun Watson in the locker?
There is. Mac Hollins is and a non-believer in a vaccine. And players have gotten on him, kidded him, you know, but in a friendly way, as guys do. There, you know, I had an agent say to me, and this is just the edge, and that agent was absolutely right. Literally, for those who will not get vaccinated, the agent was like, literally, they'll put any woman's snatch from the club in their mouth, but will not take a vaccine.
That's a great line.
And I, it didn't like connect to me. Like literally you're talking about fear and worry about taking a vaccine when, you know, God knows what you put in your mouth over the course of a month. Like, come on, man. And I understand fear and concern about it, because I have fear and concern about the vaccine.
We all do.
Yeah. But, you know, are we all going to have horns? You know, what's going to do to our respiratory system? I mean, yeah. But here's the thing. COVID isn't going away. We've learned with this vaccine, you're still, even if you're vaccinated, you're still going to get it. You're still going to catch it.
By the way, let me give you something that I told everybody earlier before you came on. You know, everybody gets the flu shot, right?
Yeah.
A lot of people.
That's what it is.
30% of all flu vaccines have adverse reactions. 51 die a year on average of that. 232 life-threatening events. This is in 1 year this happened with the CDC. 232 life-threatening events, 116 permanent disabilities, 739 hospitalizations, 109 prolonged hospitalizations, 4,039 ER visits, and 6,221 not serious. That all happened in 1 year for a flu shot. This happens every year because there's no such thing as the perfect vaccine. There's no such thing as a 100% vaccine. And every vaccine in the history of time, whether you were taking it for polio or the measles or the flu or COVID, somebody's going to get some adverse. People die from taking aspirin, bro.
Yeah.
People die from taking aspirin.
Yeah.
Seriously. Okay. The old people like me that take the little baby aspirin, 3,000 people a year die from that. Okay.
By the way, how many baby aspirins you take a day? One or two?
Just one. One. Okay. One.
I gotta get to that.
You want to speed up my death? Is that what you're trying to do now? Come on, bro.
I'm just asking for myself. I've got to take care of my heart too, big old.
Oh, you taking that too? Oh, see, there's a risk. And I want to remind you, vending machines kill 13 people a year. So be careful when you want to get that Baby Ruth. I'm just saying, dude. Just saying.
Who eats Baby Ruth, big O? Who eats Baby Ruth?
Kit Kat, whatever, M&M's, that disgusting sandwich that you see in that machine, whatever it is, that egg salad, like that agent told you, you put anything else in your mouth, but you won't take the vaccine. You're going to eat that egg salad sandwich from the damn vending machine, and you won't take the COVID shot. Come on.
I don't know if anybody eating that egg salad, that sandwich.
Oh, there's some disgusting people that will eat that egg salad. I'm telling you, bro. What is the most intriguing thing that you can't wait to see when training camp starts? When your life is over, while you're sitting there, that your life is over, what is it that you're looking forward to most in watching the Dolphins in the first couple weeks?
Will they actually get a line that's respectable and be able to protect Tua and open up running lanes? I've always said and thought that's the magic formula for this team and for this franchise. I still believe in that. I know everybody, and the amount of resources that they put into it has been ridiculous, and they still haven't been able to get it done. Right now, whether it be Solomon Kinley, Jesse Davis, or Solomon McKinley, Jesse Davis, Liam Eichenberg, Michael Dieter or Matt Skura. They're kind of two players away, and you got to get it right. You got to get it right. Otherwise, you're net. And I'm excited to see when pads come on is my favorite time. When pads come on and people could actually hit one another, that's my favorite time. Other than that, it's just football in pajamas.
Omar, when I was a beat guy and I would go every day, I remember years ago that the Dolphins sucked running the ball, right? And then there was this one year where, you know, I go to camp and Jamie Nails and the boys are killing it on the inside drill, right?
Yeah.
And then, you know, I went on the radio and I started saying the Dolphins will be able to run the ball this year, guaranteed, the way they're playing. Jamie came in, he was in shape, he was pulling, it was like you saw it. But they ran the inside drill every day in camp.
Yeah.
So my point is, that's my problem with it. Do you really get to assess it until we get to actual games? Because I had the pleasure of two-a-days. I had the pleasure of inside drills every morning. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you got a great feel for what was going on. And when one side dominated the inside drill, that shit sat on the practice field the entire day. And the next day, there was revenge to be had. You know what I mean?
And then if they had revenge that day, there was a fight the next day.
Exactly. Those are the ways that I got to see whether the Dolphins were developing or the Dolphins weren't developing. And then I could tell on the air, hey, no, I see this, I see that. It seems like you don't really have that luxury right now. Because
there are times, and it depends on how physical they want to be in practice. And people have to understand, Brian Flores has advocated. He wants to be a run first team.
Of course.
That's on his agenda to-do list. They put a tremendous amount of resources into it. They've just failed at it. He's on his fourth offensive line coach in 3 years. I'm curious to see if they can get that together. But he's committed plays and series. And when they weren't successful running the football, there were portions of practice that were dedicated and committed to inside run. We need to get this better. To tandem work, we need to get this better. So, and now that the co-offensive coordinator's focus is on developing and establishing a run game, I think it will be a priority. I think it will be important. The DJ Flukers of the world, that's why they're here. Okay, we can't get one of these young guys to step it up and be this mauler that we need. Okay, insert DJ Fluker into the equation. It's a breaking case of emergency situation. So I think they will be committed to being a run first team. Now, will it pan out and produce more than 3.4 yards per carry? Only God knows that.